Municipal Administrator Jim Dinley says the belt has been tightened.
No one within the city or those supported by the city received all the funds they requested. Reality is the 2011 budget is less than the 2010 budget.
Dinley's budget recommendation calls for $24.2 million in spending by the city and borough of Sitka, leaving just $109 to spare at the end of the year. It's a 5% reduction from last year, and the cuts have been made across the board. One full-time position has been moved from the city clerk's office to the electric department. Dinley says the position will instead be paid for by the electric fund, which helps cut the general fund budget. Additionally, funding to the school district is down 5%, along with funding for hospital equipment. And the city's grant to Sitka's Convention and Visitors Bureau has been cut by 20%. That money comes from Sitka's bed tax, which is expected to be down 22% in 2011. Convention and Visitors Bureau Vice President Tanya Ryu says her group would like to see their budget come from the previous year's actual numbers rather than next year's projections.
And that way it would be a set standard. It would be based on actual amounts received, so there wouldn't be any overage or shortage. So, you know, there wouldn't be any liability to the city if there was a large projection that was way over projected. And if something were to happen where there was a very low amount collected, we would have enough foresight because it would be based on the previous fully collected fiscal year that we could prepare accordingly.
Thursday's meeting was a work session, so no action was taken. There are two more sessions scheduled on May 6th and May 13th. Both of those are set for 6 p.m. inside Harrigan Centennial Hall. After the work sessions, the Assembly will have the first reading of its budget at its May 25th regular meeting, followed by the second reading and final passage at its June 8th regular meeting. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.